Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you for joining us with another live episode of Love and Life. I am your host, Roger Love. Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. And I am joined this morning by my lovely co-host, Miss Kiki. Good morning, Kiki.
Good morning, Roger Love.
How are you doing this morning, honey?
I'm doing lovely this morning. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely fine. Thus far, you know, that may change later on. We hope not, but, you know, it just might. So I just get my mind in that, you know, that mind frame sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're dealing with people and folks, girl, sometimes you just got to just be in that mind frame already. So when it happens, you be prepared, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Yes, yes. So, and, of course, shout out to our girl, Miss Mahogany Wood. Yes, ma'am. You know, however she's doing well, I think, you know. Just in case y'all are wondering, I think she's doing very well. So, you know, hopefully one of these days soon she'll be back on the air with us to join us, you know, giving us some more good stuff to try to talk about. So, you know, just keep thoughts and prayers, and the show must go on, as they say. Now, you know, when I talk, y'all know all the stuff I talk about is, you know, stuff that I come across sometimes, you know, that catches my attention, and I'm like, you know what, sometimes, you know, it got to be exposed and talked about, you know. Now, once I came across that I think, you know, needs to be talked about, which I'm sure it's on some level. We've probably discussed it before at, you know, different points or different things, whatnot. But I saw a video posted on Facebook, you know, my go-to sources sometimes, you know. And there was a video of this guy videotaping a situation that was going on with his baby mama outside, well, one of his baby mamas outside. You know, he was having a nice little day with his babies, you know, his kids that were in the home. And they were all just, you know, enjoying their day, apparently. And then the baby mama showed up and was like, you know what? Something is about to change, or something was going on. She didn't like the situation as it was, and she wanted to take her daughter home. So she basically said, well, you know what, and if you don't bring me my daughter, I'm calling the police. So he started videotaping the thing, you know, once the police, I think, got outside the door, because he was still in his home. Now, what was going on before that, we don't know. But when he started recording, he was inside the home, and she was outside the home talking to the police. And he was, like, just, you know, giving a little synopsis from his perspective as to what was going on. And so they were showing the police officer talking to the lady outside through the window. So we couldn't hear what they were even saying, but he was saying that, well, you know, she's just over here. I don't know why she's over here, but, you know, this is the stuff that, you know, I go through dealing with, you know, this woman. So he's, like, basically saying, I don't know why it is that, you know, a lot of baby mamas got to do unnecessary drama and cause unnecessary drama. It's just what they do. It's just like they don't have nothing else better to do, you know. He works, he takes care of his kids, he gives up $500 or something a month for child support and all that stuff. Yeah, and so she's basically calling the police to try to take his daughter, which is his visitation week, and she was supposed to be there at 6 o'clock on Friday, which is what they agreed to in court, to pick up her daughter. And it was not 6 o'clock on Friday, apparently, you know. So when they finally went, when he finally went outside where they were actually talking, you hear the lady saying that, you know, she just came to pick up her daughter. Something was going on or whatnot. I couldn't understand what she was saying was going on, but she was just trying to come and get her daughter because it was just ridiculous that, you know, she's over here and I have to pick her up and I'm not at work right now, because he kept saying she's taking time off of her job to come over here to just cause, you know, unnecessary drama. You're supposed to be here at 6 o'clock Friday. It's not 6 o'clock Friday. I'm spending time with my daughter. What is the problem? What, you know, why are you even over here? Why are you at my house? Why are you whatever? So the police officer is like, well, sir, what I would need to see from you, you know, is just your ID, or, you know, and he was saying he even has the court order, I guess is what they were talking about, that says, you know, how everything plays out. How, what, is there another name for that?
That's it.
A decree or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, you know, I can't remember exactly what he said. But he had the paperwork showing that that was what they agreed to. So when the police officer asked him to go inside to get his ID so he can verify who he is, and he was like, okay, is that all you need me to get? Because, you know, instead of going back and forth, let me just, you know, get everything at once. And he was like, yeah, that's what I need. So he went in there, got his ID, you know, his driver's license, because he had to make sure he said that his driver's license was not revoked or anything. So he brought mm-hmm. his driver's license out with the paperwork that showed that, you know, what they agreed upon. So he just brought that anyway, just in case there was any questions.
Mm-hmm.
And so he gave it to the police officer, and the police officer was like, okay, well, ma'am, he has all of this paperwork in order. He has that. So basically, like, looking at her like, okay, now why am I here again? I'm here because you called. Why am I here? He hasn't done anything wrong. He has every right to have his daughter in the house. Well, I just came to get my daughter because da-da-da-da-da. And he's like, well, you can come and get your daughter Friday at 6, as we agreed. And basically, now she's standing there going with the police officer, trying to, you know, say whatever, whatever. So the dude just turned the camera on himself and was like, see, this is what I go through. For what? For unnecessary reasons, you know, stuff like that. Now, there's two things I want to talk about with that situation, but I'm gonna put that there for you to conversate on if you want to talk about it. What do you think of that scenario about women just basically causing more problems than what they really need to be causing when it comes to the situation of their child and their child's father?
I think that some girls, I'm going to say that, make it harder for the honest man that actually is trying to do right by his kids. Women usually understand once they split or whatever that we have to co-parent, we have to, you know, be the best parents we can be. So they leave the excess drama out of the situation as much as possible. So usually little girls tend to have retarded type of drama like that because they want the attention of the man.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, it's not him. Your concern should be, it should be your child. So you're putting your child through unnecessary foolery because you want pretty much this man. So you're putting this man through all his extra changes because you want him. You need to just let it go.
Just like, child, my thing is, that just seems a bit desperate. It does. If you're doing all of that foolishness just because you pissed because y'all ain't together for whatever reason, it's like, okay, lady, sit down. Just sit down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Doing way too much. You're doing way too much. Way too much. And it's like, after all is said and done, okay, you made yourself look stupid now.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're showing up at this man's home. He didn't want you there. You
mm-hmm.
called the police. And the police mm-hmm. are actually telling you, like, this is what y'all agreed upon in court. Y'all already been to court. Basically, why am I even here? He hasn't done anything to you. He hasn't done anything mm-hmm. wrong with your child. That's his child also. He has every right to see his child and be with his child. Why are you even here, basically? You're making yourself look stupid.
He must have had a woman inside, and she felt played by the whole situation.
Well, I mean, like I said, he started videotaping himself while he was inside the home. The only thing that we saw was him and his children that were in there. We didn't see anybody else or hear anybody else in the place. And then he walked through the house, up the stairs, looking out the window, doing whatever. I'm like, if somebody else was in there, she was being very incognito.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, if that's...
The baby mama was kind of upset.
Yeah, that's that petty side of people sometimes. And I just be thinking about, okay, like, really? Y'all doing too much. But see, and that leads me to the second part of this conversation, at least for me, because I'm like, when I was seeing this, it was like, okay... See, it brings me back to that whole thing as to, like, you know what, if you're going to be doing all of this stuff with people, why don't you get to know people before you start doing all of this stuff? Like, you having a child with somebody that you really just truly act like you just can't stand.
Right.
Now, at some point, y'all have had at least an intimate point to where y'all were getting along famously.
Mm-hmm.
Where no protection was used.
Right.
Or there was a malfunction in it, or whatever you want to call it. I don't care. But you were intimate with this person. And this is the kind of thing that happens when you do those sort of things. Now, I just like, you know, in my mind, you know, my mind, it works like I think about consequences to stuff. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
And I say consequences not to say that a child is a consequence, but unwarranted and unwanted situations could be a consequence to your action.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start talking about crazy baby mamas and no good baby daddies and all that other kind of stuff, my thing is like, okay, now, once you've actually had sex with this person, is there like a button switch that's hit on something that you know, that basically changes the whole person into somebody else or something? Like, because it seems to me, if you don't know the person that well, and if it's like, if you truly can't stand this person after y'all done had this child and everything else, to where it's like you don't even want to be around the person, I don't even want you to know where I live or be in the inside of my house and da 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 da, and you just da da da, and all that kind of stuff. It's like, really? You didn't mind her being in your house when she was laid up in your bed and y'all was having unprotected sex.
Right.
You know, you didn't mind him coming around and being around this and being around that and being who he was when y'all was having unprotected sex. So,
but, I mean, when they fall out of relationship, when depending on how bad the relationship ends, sometimes the person just can't be around that other person. So it gets animosity and, you know, if cheating was involved or other things was involved and they just, you know, they might only have that one thing in common and they just don't have anything else in common. So, and the only thing that came good out of that relationship was the child. You know, you're always going to have that bickering and misunderstanding, especially if you're not adult enough to move on from the relationship, because one person might still be tied in feelings and emotions about the relationship, but the other person is just done with it. So with it being that way and the other person is, it just makes it harder for the child, because the person that still wants to be in that relationship makes it harder, especially if it's a woman, because we're emotional. It makes it harder for that man, so they do extra extremes by always arguing and always want to. Every time they see this person, their emotions are going, so they want to, you know, hurt them as much as possible. And it's not about hurting the other person when you when you have a child. It's about making sure the child is okay. But they're so bent on making this person hurt that they forget about the important thing.
See, that's where it comes down to me, where it's like, but if you were in a relationship with this person, it's like, at some point, you know what, if you're going to do something, do it with common sense to me. That's my biggest thing. And it's like, I know for some people it's easier to say than do with common sense, you know, because they don't have it, you know. But if you don't have common sense, then it's like you're doing all of this, what they call the adult stuff, because that's what it essentially is. And this is not for, you know, I'm not speaking even to teenagers. These are technically adult people because they're at a certain age in life. So technically they are adults. But they just still don't think things through before they actually start doing things.
That's not true. Because, and no, that's not true. Some people are actually in a relationship, and
they
it ends up bitter.
That's
and
not
a
what
lot of people.
Though. I didn't say every. Now, see, I'm not talking about everybody. I'm talking about these people that's in this kind of situation. These people that's in this kind of situation, A, you could be in a relationship with somebody, but if you don't even know that person well enough or at least know their personality, I'm like, how do you get to a point, what makes a person get to a point to where it's like, oh, I don't even want you to be in my house. I don't want you to be 10 feet or 100 feet in my presence. When we see each other, it's only going to get my daughter and bring my daughter back to you wherever we decide to meet. It's because your personalities are not rubbing off. Even if you mess up in a relationship, granted, if you messed up in a relationship, you messed up. But it does not turn you into this hate monster just because you – to me, that's something that's already a part of you. If it's
no.
How vindictive.
I'm going to tell you this. I have a friend of mine who can't stand the ground her kid's father walk on anymore. And it's because of the – the fooler freaker niggatry that they went through in their relationship. And it was petty stuff that didn't have to happen in the relationship that did between them. And she hates this man and can't stand him.
But she was dealing with this in the relationship, and that's what I'm saying. Did you know?
But in the relationship, it made it bitter for her. It made it a bad situation for her in the relationship. Mm-hmm. And you have to understand that women are very emotional. So when we are hurt, we can't just say, oh, well, you know, we were hurt, let's move on with it.
No.
When we are hurt. We are hurt.
I understand being hurt. But again, my thing is like, okay, with this situation, you're being in this relationship with this man that did all of this stuff. It's like, okay, before you decided to get into a relationship with this man, what were you seeing from him? Like, okay,
it was a different person.
During that,
he was.
Did you hit a button that switched the personality completely where you didn't see none of that crazy?
People change.
People become completely different people, is what you're saying. Because
yeah, you'll be a pitiful person.
You're
the same person. You'll be a pitiful person if you're the same person you was at the age of 18 than you are at the age of 35. You'll be a pitiful person. You'll be a pitiful person if you're the same person you was in high school. You'll be a pitiful person. You have to change.
Mm-mm.
And life sometimes makes you change a little different than other people.
That's called changing. This is the difference. When you're evolving.
No.
You're becoming a better
person.
The
people like different things now.
Person. If you just become a completely different type of person.
And yes, the world can change you.
That's
to be a total different person.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes,
world
you'll be a piss poor person if you stay the same
person that you are. Because I'm gonna tell
you'll
you,
be a piss,
you are
you'll be
not
a piss poor adult.
You are not the same person that you were at 18. No, but at 18 you are still growing. That's the difference. You're not becoming a different person in the aspect of saying, okay, well, I know at this point I was a humble yet appreciative person. I was loving and kind, but because the world happened, now I'm a mean, bitter old. This and that,
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly.
That stuff was
exactly.
Continued to be that before it became.
No. People can.
Don't need
people and situations
that
can actually change you. Yes.
No.
The people and situations
can
actually change you. I know this for a fact.
Situations can happen, and it's how you handle it that makes how you act.
No. I'm speaking from experience. I'm not speaking for something listening to the talk.
Hello. I've all experienced this. We've all grew up, honey. We all are at that 40-plus now. We were not always 40. We were at one point 18. We were at one point 16, 21. And a lot of life situations have happened to all of us. But it did not completely change our whole being as a person.
Yeah.
No, it enhanced everything that was about us, and we evolved.
No, it has changed me.
True.
I used to be the yes, anything you say yes. Now if I don't want to say yes, goddamn it, it's no.
Okay. So again,
people change, and especially in relationships.
Again, like I said, that's evolving. That is not completely changing.
And I'm going to explain from a person in a relationship
mm-hmm.
that's been in one for over 22 years. We've been married 21 years. People change. It's either you're going to change with them or you're going to change apart from them. But everybody changes. And it's even from the things that you like to eat to the things that you actually do relating to the person. You change. you don't like the same shows. Like, me and my husband used to watch the same shows all the time. Now we're putting on the shows, and some shows I still like to watch. We used to like to watch Frasier.
Who?
Frasier.
Oh.
We'll put on an old rerun of Frasier. I still like Frasier. He can't stand Frasier.
Did he ever like it at any point? Because what is it
that we used to watch it every night.
No, you
every
used to
night.
Watch it. Did he watch
every
it?
Night
you were watching it?
No.
Actually,
that was our favorite
like,
show. We would make a point to watch it every night at 10 o'clock.
Then what is it about that show that he just now can't stand?
He don't like it
anymore. Change.
That's
it's still
not
the same show.
Exactly, but he don't like it anymore. He thinks it's corny. He has grown up. He don't like it no more.
He thinks it's corny to watch something that he's watched already. That's probably what it
yes,
is.
Yes. No, he thinks the show, the whole aspect of the show is corny.
But he used
Well, before we used to think it was funny and cute. It's not funny and cute no more. It's like a baby. The baby is
different day.
A baby is cute when they do stuff. And when they get 13, if you're still doing the same stuff, it's just redundant.
Becoming a whole completely different person. Like I said, your views of things evolve. That's a change, but it's an evolution to me. That's not the same thing as just completely becoming something else.
Well, in a relationship, you can completely change. You cannot like the way the person, you know, in a relationship, it's a little different. Roger, love, it's a little different in a relationship. So it's not, I mean, when you, especially when you involve children and one person's life is going totally one way and the other person's life is going totally the opposite way, then things are not going to be the way they were when you first met, especially when life steps in. And that's where my friend's situation comes in. Life stepped in. He's not the same person. He became more, she was about, okay, fitting in what the child does and how, you know, what they have to do as a family. And he was more used to, because before the child came, it was he could do what he wanted to do. And he had totally changed. Like, she didn't see this in him. She didn't see a person that would actually abandon their responsibilities. So now when
they had no responsibilities,
she brings, abandoned the responsibilities. And when she start bringing,
he abandoned the responsibilities when they got them, basically.
Yeah, well, they have two kids. So the first one, he was a little more around. He was there. He was more involved. When the second one came around, it was like, oh Lord. And they actually lived together for a brief 3 years, maybe. And then when he decided, oh, Lord, we got another one. And stop.
The whole conversation about kids before they started having them, though. Or did they actually even have the conversation about having kids?
Yes, yes, yes. They were married and everything. Yes, they did, yes.
What was their conversation like about them then? Because it's like, okay, well, at one point did he want to have these many kids? But then when it happened, it's like,
Yeah, he still wanted to be young. Some people are not ready. They say they're ready, but they're not ready. So it's all on the person and how you deal with it and life change.
You handle
it.
But yeah, and it's still, like I said, to me, it just enhances who the person is. It's not, I don't look at it as like a change in him. Because
oh, yeah, he changed.
When you were going through this, like you said, it was just about them, and that's where they were. And he did not actually change from that. It still became about him because now she's more about the kids because life
happened. No, he was about the kids. At first he was about the kids. And then
about the idea, because you got to remember, girl, now one thing that men do actually do is like when they have their boys around child, it's like, oh, yeah, you a dad now. You got a child now. And that's like that thing, you know, one of the things. But it's a different thing when it becomes now. It's not just you being a dad now. It's not just about your boastfulness. It's about you being a responsible person. And if you've never had to be responsible for a person before, you never see those things come out of a person until they have to actually deal with it. And that's why I said it's not just about completely becoming a different person. It's about enhancing the person that you truly are. And things happen that brings those things out of you because that's what's in you. It's not a change. It's just more or less just bringing some stuff to the light. And you may not always like what you see in the light of people that you did not have to see before. And I get that. That I totally get. But I don't think that the things that happen like that, if you would...
Okay, in your last relationship, did it start out the way it ended?
Actually, it did. It came quickly and it ended quickly.
Oh, so it was a quick relationship. Okay, it wasn't years. Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't years. It started,
okay.
And it just did not actually get any kind of steam behind it because it was like the person that I was with, yes, and this was many, 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 many moons ago, We met. We met through, an associate that I knew, which happens to be his cousin. And we started being around each other. Like, to me, it's like, okay, like I always say, if you start off treating somebody a certain way and it's great, it should not just up and change just due to the fact of the things that you already had going on. You know, life is life, and life is going to happen. Yes, you have your responsibilities, but you had your responsibilities when I met you, and it didn't seem to affect my time that I was spending with you at the time, you know? But now all of a sudden, those are the things that you're saying that, you know, after a while, okay, well, I can't even get you on the phone for 5 minutes, and I haven't seen you for more than a week or so, where I was seeing you at least 2 to 3 times a week and talking to you at least 3 or 4 times a day. Those kind of things stick to me, and that's why I said to me, it's like, okay, well, yeah, I'm picking up on things that's giving out, and I don't really, you know, deal a lot in relationships, which is why I've been single most of my life, you know, but that's always been me, and it's like now when they talk about change, of course, my views of things, a lot of views have changed over the years because I'm 40 years old. I don't see things the same way that I do at 16 and 18 because I was young then, and as you're young, and going through life, you're always growing and learning more. So as you're learning more and seeing more, you're going to develop different, you know, aspects and different attitudes. But it's not your personality or, you know, the way that you handle things not always going to change from do a complete 180 to becoming a whole different person all the time. To me, it's like if something like that happens, it normally is like based on a traumatic experience that may happen to cause you to have to become a completely different person. When you're just dealing with relationships and people, it's like, okay, where is it that person, you know, just all of a sudden, it's like, okay, you went from being Bruce Banner, now you're the Incredible Hulk all the time. Where does that happen? Because it's like, to me, there's always something that you're going to see or something that somebody's going to put out that you may not want to see, but it's going to be there to tell that that's been a part of you all this time. You just never actually picked up on it, or nothing happened to where you had to ever see it. And then I would say that's the same thing with this guy and the kids. If you didn't have these responsibilities, you would not see that side of the person because you didn't have that to deal with. That was never a part of the equation. But now that it has become a part of the equation and you see how they handle it, to me, that's bringing that out of that person. It's not something that was put in him to now, okay, now that's who you are. No, that was always who you were. You just never had nothing to bring that out of you yet. But you got it now. And it's like, for me, that's life situations happening. Again, evolution that happens in life because you deal with different things as you get older, as time passes. But to me, it still does not change the person at their core to become a completely different person. It just enhances who that person truly has been to me. That's why I'm like,
no, I disagree.
When you say all of that, child, it's like, okay, yeah, people do bring it, situations come out because that's who that person was. I look at it like, if you're a selfish prick now, to me, you always have been a selfish prick. You just never actually had the opportunity to show that. Because I don't see what can actually happen in life as you get older that would make you just become.
Once you're in a long-term relationship, you'll realize people change. People change dramatically. They don't like this. They change. And the world makes you change. Let me just tell you that. Some people get to the point that it's like, I feel like I'm just doing too much. So I'm going to just stop. Some people feel like they reach out too much.
You don't have to be in a relationship to have that happen. I feel like that all the time. And dealing with people, period, you feel like you do.
Will change the person you are, yes.
But that's the thing. I don't think it changes the person who you are. I think, like I said, it's like for me, I'm one of those people to where it's like I've always been that person to say if you know, I'm going to give you an opportunity to prove to me that you are who you say you are. So I'm going to always treat a person the way that they come to me. That's the core of who I am. The way you present yourself to me is the way that I am going to actually accept you and treat you, period. That's always been me. And a lot of times people start doing things different. They're not, I'm not.
Well, let me tell you, Rangela, that wasn't me. I didn't care how people treated me. I feel I was always taught to put a little sugar in everybody's coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody will be just fine. If you're nice to people, you're going to get a nice return.
Mm-hmm.
So I was always that, you know, somebody could be like, Alpha, I can't stand you. And I'll be like, I'm sorry, what did I do? Explain to me. I cared. Nah, I could give a fine shit. I mean, honestly, if somebody say they don't like me, hey, that's one less person I got to buy a Christmas present for. I'm good.
See, but you know,
I'm not.
That's why I say
I'm not that.
That's not a change in a core person. Because the core of you, it was not so much as just caring everything about what people talked about. The core of you was always just being a nice person. And
no, I care. I care. That's a lie. I care.
No, you,
I cried many days behind someone not speaking to me.
Feeling for her, girl. That's the thing. Your
I cared a lot. Now?
Your feeling
now,
for her. But that was, like I said, to me, that's an evolution. That's not a change.
Again, I have changed. I have changed tremendously that I used to be a good person to deal with customer service. Now
you are because when it comes down to your
that's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie.
It comes down to
your you're not there. You're not there. Let me explain.
I'm on the phone with you. I'm on the phone.
You're not there. No, you're not there.
I'm on the phone with you.
It's a difference. It's a difference now. I could care less what they want.
Mm-hmm.
What they think. I'm not even accommodating anymore, and I know this about myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I tend to back up and take what they want, what they ask for, write it down, and don't say two words because I don't give a shit less. Before, like the lady that the gentleman in it's a apartment complex, he went ahead and turned the water off in her unit, and the owner was more like, okay, let's bring them water and let's bring bottles of water and stuff to accommodate him until we find out what the problem is because we didn't know what the problem was.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, she'll be good. They got a gas station around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be good till tomorrow morning. It's 11 o'clock at night. She'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
Before, I would have been running, trying to get bottles of water, running around there finding out what's going on. I would have cared.
That was the job that you did, though, that actually got you in that mode, too.
No. I don't care.
Well, no,
my thing is.
Listen. I get.
I don't have the customer service anymore.
I understand that. I get that. Because, again, to me, that's just about that's a part of evolution. You got tired. People get tired of just dealing with the same situations and dealing with people's attitudes. And you develop that kind of mentality sometimes. That's an evolution to me. I've developed that. And it's like it didn't take me as long as it took you to develop that attitude. Because when I first got into the hospitality industry, I always assumed that that's what it was about. just doing the yes, being that yes person and thinking that, okay, well, if you do what they want you to do, everything is going to be fine, everything is going to be gravy, everything is going to work right, all of that. But then when you actually get into it and you realize that, no, you got other entities to deal with, other stuff that happens that says, no, this is not going to happen, well, we can't do that, well, it's not in the budget for this and all that other kind of stuff, you start seeing all of that. And that is another reason, like I said, where everything starts to grow.
Well, budget and stuff like that is not concerned with the customer service. That's more of the company and the owner.
No, it's not that you're not concerned with the customer service. It's just that you know where the limitations lie. And when you know where your limitations lie, even though your owner was like this and you were like, well, no, she'll be all right because, yeah, she will be all right. Again, you were just tired. You're tired of trying to make people happy in a situation to where you don't feel like they're going to be happy anyway.
And that's what happens in relationships.
In relationships, like I said, to me, that's a part of evolution. And if you get to the point where you're that tired, yes, people do get that tired. But at the same time, okay, where does it become, yeah, you're just tired of dealing with stuff that you didn't want to be dealing with before. Or it's like you feel like, oh, I shouldn't have had to have dealt with this before. And true enough, yeah, if it's a bad attitude or whatever, you don't have to deal with it. But where did that person get that bad attitude at in this relationship? When did that actually just happen to come about? Because to me, it's like I said, it's something that was always there, but now you're just tired of it. It does not work.
No.
Oh.
People, jobs
can get
involved.
Where you're right now.
No, people, jobs can get involved. Little things can trigger people when they, you know, and the person that's in a relationship, people feel that the person that's in a relationship can take their abuse.
Yeah.
Because
they're going
that's the person they're with.
Yeah.
And when they're going through outside stuff, it takes a toll on people, and people change. Mm-hmm. And they think that the person that's actually with them can actually take it. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of people, I mean, Lawrence, my husband, he was the biggest person that when I used to work for other people, I would be nice and calm and so sweet at work, but I'll come home and vent out on him. And he used to be like, look, leave them people job at their job. Don't bring it in this house. He used to always say that. Look, don't start with me because you're mad with the people at work.
Mm-hmm.
But and I would laugh it off because I would catch it, but some people don't catch it. And
yeah,
they continue to do, I ain't mad at nobody at work. I'm mad at you. You did this, you did that. But he knew me. We grew up together. So it was easy for him to catch
that. And say that again.
We grew up together, but a lot of relationships.
He knew you was the core of that statement. He knows.
We grew up together. We were children. He knew the little 18-year-old that was working at a pizza place.
Mm-hmm.
He knew the little girl that just graduated from high school.
Mm-hmm.
So he got to see when the world started attacking me, that he could say, you know what, leave it out there and chill out. Like, chill out.
Yeah.
But a lot of people get in relationships when they're much older, and they don't see that transformation in a person, so they take it personally. He didn't take it personally because he knows Kiyasha.
Yeah.
He knows that, you know what, that ain't you. Like, I mean, I was in Atlanta, and I would come home, and he'll be like, man, come on, man, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, why you got this here? What you did this for? He'll be like, go ahead. Now, they ain't even you. They ain't even for me and you.
See?
And I had to respect that. And he would say it all. I could get in the car a certain way and have an attitude. He'd be like, I slammed the door. Come on. Look, don't take it out on the door. We ain't do you nothing. I used to be like, boy, you're too stupid. I would have to laugh because he knows me.
Yeah. And
that's the thing. When people, but we go, that's the thing, Roger. We go up together.
And I
see a lot of people get in relationships later on in life and they don't catch that.
And that's a fine thing. But then there's a point in life that even though you got into a relationship later, again, you're handling things however you're handling it. And if you don't know yourself by then to be able to say, well, look, you couldn't, I mean, you just know in your mind, you know you're frustrated at something. And anything else that happens because you're already frustrated, it might snap in your mind. It's going to come out as a snappy way. Lawrence can pick that up because, like I say, yeah, he knows you. He knew you from, yeah, how you are. He knows how you are, basically. So he knows that it's not something that you're taking out. You're just taking it out on him because you were already frustrated. You wasn't paying attention to it because you were in the middle of it. But if you get to a certain point where you're not around this person that grew up with you, you're in a new relationship with somebody, but you don't realize yourself that I'm frustrated at work right now. And if I come home slamming doors and throwing stuff down or whatever, and then I snap at him because of one thing I see he didn't do, then he's going to think that I'm just up at him instead of you thinking, well, no, I was frustrated before I walked in the door. And explaining to him, this is not even about you because I'm just frustrated with work. That's how he would actually get to learn that about you because he didn't know that beforehand. Y'all didn't know each other beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Learning people, and that's why I said, when you're learning things and going through life, you evolve with what you're knowing and seeing and learning, even when it comes to each other. And when you start seeing little bits of pieces of people, it's like, yeah, true enough, you might find some things that you just don't like about the person. And if that stuff starts outweighing the good stuff that you saw in the person, it's like, okay, well, then, yeah, it may make sense to you to just end the relationship. But, again, what got you to that point where you're actually in a relationship with this person? True enough, life situations can happen, and you can be seeing things however you're seeing it. But if you are not paying attention to what really is going on, or if this person is not really saying, well, this is not truly what I wanted, this is not truly what this, and this is not truly what that, they know what's going on in them. You don't know because you don't know the person that well, apparently. But then you get in these situations like these two people that we originally started talking about. Let me say that. Let me bring it back. Let me pull it, circle back around.
Mm-hmm.
Where you have a baby mama situation, and you have a
mm-hmm.
child with this person. And then it's like mm-hmm. you find all of that out about this person that, you know, how crazy you think they are now and how this you think they are now simply after y'all had the child.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me think, well, if you were doing all of this stuff, because apparently y'all wasn't married, that was not what I've actually been hearing. I have not been hearing about his ex-wife. I've been hearing about a baby mama. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What was that relationship like before it became a baby mama? How much did you even know about that person before you actually had this child? You had two other kids, apparently, you know, without this person.
I have a lot of friends that's baby mamas, okay?
Yeah.
And their whole thing is when they became baby mamas, they were actually friends or dating, and they, you know, had a child. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them thought they were in exclusive relationships. The person cheated. And they try to go out for blood. I have a friend of mine, every time she sees him, this young man has, once he finished college, he had left and went away to college. And she had the baby while he was in college because he's come back and forth to visit. And once he had the baby, he started dating someone else in his field because he said they just wasn't cut out to be together. And she thought they had a great relationship because he didn't inform her previous or prior to that they were not in a great space. She thought they were in a great space. Mm. He didn't see they were in a great space. So he went ahead and he started dating someone else and had a baby and eventually married the other girl. And she resents that every time she sees the girl, she feels that the girl took him from her, so she makes his life hell. Once she put him on child support, and once she decides she gets the courts involved all the time. Every time he picks up the child, it's something. And don't let him pick up the child with the woman, his wife.
Mm.
She cuts up so bad. So bad, it's ridiculous. It's to the point that he actually asked her mom to bring the child so she won't have to see her because it triggers something. Because she'll be fine, and she'll be like, okay, you come and get him, blah, 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 while they're on the phone. And as soon as she sees him, it's like she gets enraged because she's emotional with women. So that tends to happen. She's hurt, and until she fixes her hurt, or moves on, and she says she's moved on.
Yeah.
She's dated other people, but she says it. it's easy to say it than actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
You could say all day, you know,